week three, week four for some. And boy, this season's rapidly going, and there have been some great matchups. Reading your stuff every day, and there's been some great matchups, surprises along the way as well. Boy, C1's been something to watch over the last couple of weeks, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of ratings matchups, and, you know, we could see some of those be rematches in the playoffs, I think.
Who would have thunk Aurora and what they, you know, had going for them and everything, and a great matchup just recently, but the score the way it was. I mean, was that a little surprising?
You know, preseason was kind of, okay, do you take Aurora? Do you take Boone Central? You know, I thought that Aurora, having Booker Shireman, having some experience at quarterback, where Boone didn't, but Boone certainly took it to Aurora last week, 42-7. So Cardinals riding high at number one.
The Shireman kid, I'm sure a lot of folks wondering if that the next Shireman kid is as good as the last one to win his way through Aurora High School.
Well, this one I think is more football than basketball, which is to Creighton University's benefit. But I think Booker seems to be more football, and you know, his brother put up some great numbers in football at Aurora that I'm not sure can ever be touched. You know, 59 touchdown passes in a season is just incredible.
Of course, we had top 10 matchup of our own here at Wyland Field with Gothenburg and the Bison, and boy, the Swedes didn't look too bad at all with a nice road win for them.
Yeah, you know, they were kind of, you know, one of those contenders you didn't quite know what to, you know, make of them. They were kind of knocking on the door, and you know, good win over the Bison, and you know, here they come into the rankings, and they've got a tough home game this week against Adams Central with a new coach, but Adams Central's off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah, we know Josh Lewis, from around here, just down the road, Trenton native, and he's been with the Patriots for a long time with the assistant. I'm sure that program hasn't missed a beat at all with him.
No, and, you know, it's you get good tradition going, and, you know, you can, make some changes, and, C1's just probably the class that's most even, you know, top to the middle and maybe a little beyond. I mean, it's going to take something to be in the top 16 for the playoffs.
We were keeping an eye on that Highline St. Pat's game. That would have been fun to call back and forth, and St. Pat's just with some points down the stretch. But that Highline team is going to be a team, I think, to reckon with for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, I kept them ranked, I believe. And, it's been a nice combination of those programs.
You have South Loup as number one in your D2 polls, Stu, and they are right down the road to Hitchcock County coming up this week. Falcons fans going to get a chance to see a pretty good team, aren't they?
They are. I was a little surprised. I probably should have had Hitchcock in the preseason, but you know, trying to make, you know, what to make of last week's loss to Sandhill Thedford. So, you know, it's, you know, with Hitchcock, you still got Dundee County Stratton going on October 6th besides the South Loup game. So, you know, I think for like the Falcons, you build towards the end of the season and, you know, make a playoff run with some new kids.
I tell you, in a team that's look out, Arapahoe with a big matchup, Lawrence Nelson. Coach Kronhoffman's got his team off to a 2-0 start. That's another road game for them. If they can get that one, that'll make believers, I'm sure, out of a lot of folks, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence Nelson last week took care of, Doug Goltz and Sacred Heart. And that, you know, Sacred Heart off to a 0-2 start, having played a couple of 2-0 teams. But, yeah, 36-14 with Lawrence Nelson. You know, Sacred Heart, I'm just looking at their schedule. They've got 4-2-0 teams left on their schedule. But, Lawrence Nelson was another one that was kind of on the, you know, the contenders list. Good win with, or good matchup now with Arapahoe. And, you know, after that, you know, it's possible they could run the table.
We still watch a lot of Class B around here, Stu, even though the Bison are in C1. But that Bennington-York game is among your favorites, and is this the week that Bennington's winning streak goes by the wayside on the road at York?
Well, you know what, Rich? yours truly is going to be there that night. So we're going to see what happens. You know, York hasn't given up a point yet in two games now. You know, the competition's probably not quite what Bennington has seen. Bennington having played Omaha Scott and Plattsmouth, and Plattsmouth's probably better than it was last year. You know, with the Dukes, you know, East Hill Park, always a fun place to go. You know, start after York plays Lexington and Hastings, then they go Bennington, Scotts Bluff, Waverly, and still have their rival game with Seward on October 6th. So, you know, big game for the ratings. You know, I think York stands a decent chance against a reloading Bennington team that, you know, is getting some late game experience that maybe York hasn't gotten yet.
You watch a lot more Class A than we do out here, West. Do Kearney, are they, you know, got them in the top 10? Is that a team that's going to make a run, you feel like, and be among the contenders with the Omaha West Sides, Miller Souths, and teams like that?
You know, I think they stand a chance to be a top 8, top 4 type team. They're going to host Westside later this year. Hopefully the lights don't go out like they did at Westside last year, where we had to move the game to Papio South and finish like 11 o'clock, or we would have had fire at Westside. But, you know, Brandon Cool was kind of, you know, geez, you know, we're number 6 in the preseason. Isn't that a little high for a Kearney team? But they returned more kids than ever with starting experience. They looked like they found a suitable replacement quarterback, and you know, we'll see the Bearcats. You know, they're going to play, I believe, Grand Island, Westside, and North Platte in successive weeks. They get through that with only one loss. You know, again, it could be a 7 or 8 win season, and they've got, I believe, Bellevue West, that they seem to have the number on the Thunderbirds.
Been kind of amazing what the last couple of weeks in Class A. There's been a couple of scores that have really stood out as, how in the world do you score 90 points in a game? But it happened.
Oh, it's a sad deal for my alma mater. It, you know, I wrote about that a couple weeks ago. 17 players went with their previous coach to Omaha Central. You know, we've got 4 teams back here, Rich, and OPS that are really struggling, and that would be Benson Northwest, Omaha South, and Omaha Buena Vista. And you know, I think it's important for all 4 to keep plugging along. I think game officials and hopefully opposing coaches will, don't want to say take pity, but, you know, don't go for the jugular. You know, play your starters for a while. You know, get them out by the second quarter if you can. And I think even the NCAA is saying that, I know they did last week to the officials in the Brian Benson game, once it gets to 35, whenever, start the running clock. And I don't think anybody, I don't think any opposing coach with those 4 teams, if that's applied, should oppose it. You know, I mean, it's just, it could be them someday.
Stu, thanks a lot as always. I know you're a busy guy. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. We'll be continuing to follow those articles, omaha.com, and we'll talk to you down the line, big guy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.